Krang Truop, April 1975. On the morning of April 25th, 8 days after leaving our wonderful home in Phnom Penh, we arrive at our destination. Krang Truop is a small and dusty village surrounded by rice fields as far as the eye can see. All around the rice paddies, little red dirt roads wind like snakes slithering through water. In the fields, gray buffaloes and brown cows graze lazily on the grass. Many have bells tied on strings around their necks, which chime when the animals slowly move their heads. When they run, they remind me of the sound of the ice cream cart in Phnom Penh. Here, instead of concrete city buildings and houses, people live in huts made out of straw that squat on four stilts above elephant grass in the middle of rice paddies. "The kids are even messier than I am," I exclaim, as one runs across our path, oblivious to my own ragtag appearance. "Ma's always complaining about me. Just look at them." The children are red and dusty all over, crimson earth clinging to their clothing, skin, and hair. Chu frowns at me and shakes her head. Though she is only 3 years older than I am, Chu often acts as if she knows many more things than I do. I have the larger build and can beat her up easily, though I rarely do it. Because she is shy, quiet, obedient, and doesn't say much, all our older siblings assume what she chooses to say is of some importance and usually take her side in our fights. Because I am loud and talkative, my words are thought trite and silly. Chu looks at me now with her brows wrinkling close together, as if trying to figure out my thoughts. I stick my tongue out at her. I don't care. I am thrilled to be here and able to return home in a few days. After a joyous reunion with my aunts and many cousins, Pa disappears with Uncle Liang to meet with the village chief and request permission to live here. Uncle Liang and Uncle Hyung say that since the Khmer Rouge have won the war, the soldiers removed the old village chief and replaced him with a Khmer Rouge cadre. Now the villagers have to seek permission for the simplest of human desires, to have family members live with them or to leave the village to visit another area. They return shortly and report that our request is granted. My interest in the town quickly dies when Pa tells us we will all live with Uncle Liang and his family in their house. Uncle Liang and his wife have 6 children, so with the 9 of us, it makes 17 under 1 thatched roof. Their house would not be called a house by city people's standards.